Good morning. My guest this morning is Attila Nagy from the Peace and Justice Center. Good morning, Attila.
Good morning, Ron.
Well, you have got a great event coming up. I'm very pleased to see this. Honoring the Whistleblowers. This is on November 9th, 5 p.m. at the Sebastopol Community Center. So describe the event a little.
Well, it's the annual fundraiser award ceremony for the Peace and Justice Center. It keeps the doors open. This is one of the biggest fundraisers in the year, probably the only one. And so every year there are awards given for Peacemaker, for Courage of Commitment Award, Community Organizing Award, and Unsung Hero Award.
So, but in addition, this year you are going to be honoring the whistleblowers, particularly the ones whose names have become household words.
Exactly,
really.
Because unlike what the government thinks of them, they are really heroes, if I could use that word, letting the people know what really is going on in our name.
That's correct. So among others, we have Edward Snowden, of course.
Yes, and Chelsea Manning, and Daniel Ellsberg, who's been speaking up still. He's out there talking about the importance of doing this work.
I was privileged, really, to see him at the Progressive Festival in Petaluma, and he has never been more alive and vital than he was that day.
Exactly. He's on top of what's going on still. It's a way of getting the community to come together. That's one of the things about it, is to be able to, we allow about an hour and a half, not allow, but we like to have about an hour and a half where people just come in, listen to some soft piano music. There is a silent auction that people can also contribute, and there's some nice pieces of work, local artists and services that people can bid on. And people can just get to know each other and talk. That's one of the points of the
Do you event. Want to share at least a couple of the awards, like, for instance, the Russ and Mary Jorgensen Courage of Commitment Award, and who's going to be getting that this year?
Well, Linda Sartor, who has been in many war-torn countries to do as much as she can to help people, and that's been her work for many years. She's been to Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Israel, Palestine. And also Linda Picton.
That's the Unsung Hero Award.
As Aunt Buddy, well, Linda's been everywhere in this community. She's really involved with a lot of different organizations. She's good at networking. I've gotten to know her over the years, and she's very good at networking. She's very involved with the Dorothy Day group that's been working on homelessness right now, also mental health issues. And also Unite Here, the local 2850, who got with the Sheraton Hotel in Petaluma, got them organized for better wages and conditions.
Right.
And they've been very active. They're also working on Grayton, was the casino. trying to organize people. I know it's here. The fact is, it's here. People are going to work, and Unite Here is there to organize.
Well, looking at this event, I think of all the people that I know who feel helpless and say, well, what can I possibly do? It seems to me that for anyone in the community to come to this event and to find out what the Peace and Justice Center has done and is doing is a great way to at least look into the possibility of becoming active.
And hopefully they will become active.
Great. Thanks very much for coming in. Good luck with the event. And let's tell people once again that this event is the 2013 Peace and Justice Center Annual Peacemaker Awards and Fundraiser, honoring the whistleblowers. And we do honor them. It's Saturday, November 9th at the Sebastopol Community Center, 5 o'clock. Telephone number 575-8902. Online, peaceandjusticesonomacountyco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.